How to deal with shame around your anxiety symptoms. You might not be living life like you normally would. You might be relying on people, having a safety person, even maybe becoming a burden to other people. And you might start having shame around your anxiety. What I want to talk about in this video is if you're dealing with shame around your symptoms, around your anxiety, I totally understand. And I want to give you some practical tips on what you can do to deal with this shame, because there was a small handful of people that I would talk to about my anxiety. This is something that I wanted to go in the grave with me. I didn't want anyone to know I was dealing with anxiety because I didn't want people to treat me differently knowing that I went through this. The shame emotion is more toxic than you think, and it can really hold you back when honestly you don't need to be spiraling. You need to be focusing on the right principles of recovery, and you need to be proactive in the journey. So let's get it started. Now, I'm not going to be talking too much about the steps to recovery. If you want to know more, I'll put a link down below, or you can go to byebyepanic.com and it'll help you understand why you're experiencing these symptoms and what to do to begin reversing it. Basically, your body wants to make sure that there's nothing out there that's going to come get you. It wants to prevent any sort of threat. And so what it does is that it becomes more sensitive. Now, what ends up happening is a lot of the symptoms you experience, including the emotions of shame, that becomes magnified. So the first step to understand is that you're going to be feeling intense emotions when you're on the recovery journey. It's not just going to be fear. You'll also notice you'll have intense moments of sadness. You'll even have moments of anger. In fact, when people start getting better on the recovery journey, one of the things they notice is that they get more irritable. And one of the emotions that also comes with that is shame. You can't believe that feeling of shame. You need to just observe that emotion for what it is and don't go into the narratives of why you're feeling shame. You know, when I was dealing with the anxiety, I went from somebody who was traveling internationally by the time he was like 17, 18 years old, living by himself, to someone that couldn't leave his house. And that contrast was so intense that I just felt sadness. I felt sorry for myself. I felt shame. All I was feeling was just shame because my nervous system was sensitized, but I was attaching a story to it. And so if you're dealing with similar thought patterns, disassociate the thought from the feeling. Just let the feeling be there and don't focus on the thoughts, the narratives behind it. Just throw it under the anxiety umbrella and recognize that the shame that you're feeling is just another symptom of the anxiety. You'll see for yourself, as you're focused on the recovery journey, as you're getting better, the old version of you will start surfacing up. And so I even thought to myself, I'm like, how does that old Sean come back? Or is that old Sean just gone and done and this is just going to be me? And once I realized that, you know, as I was getting better, I saw for myself the old Sean was coming back. You know, I was always growing up as a silly, goofy guy, you know, that's always, you know, pretty lighthearted, making a lot of jokes. But when I was dealing with anxiety, I had a lot of shame. I noticed I didn't smile a lot. I was very quiet. As I was getting better, the old Sean was coming back on his own. I didn't have to do anything. Now, why was the old Sean coming back? Well, I was getting better. And so I noticed that as you get better, the old version of you comes back on its own. Now, the second thing to understand, and this is so key, anxiety recovery is not just about responding to your symptoms. It's not just about learning how to deal with fear. It's learning how to deal with every emotion. So that includes sadness. That includes shame. That includes guilt. Basically, how do you deal with emotions altogether? And what happens is, and I see this all the time, not just with anxiety, but any sort of self-development journey, these emotions come up, and what happens is people try to find ways to suppress it. They try to find a way to almost repress it. So they will do things to avoid feeling these emotions because they don't know how to handle these emotions. And so it's important to understand that a big part of the recovery journey is learning how to sit with the emotions without reacting to it. When it comes to emotions and thoughts, they're connected, right? So let's say you're having an emotion of shame. In your mind, because you're dealing with anxiety, you're very logical, you know, your mind is racing, you will think to yourself, okay, I'm having shame because, you know, I'm not the person I used to be, or I feel like, you know, I've been using this person as a safety person. I just wish I could be independent and go live by myself. So that's the narrative behind the shame. You need to push the narrative aside and just sit with the feeling of shame. Don't try to fix it. Don't try to fight it. Don't get too identified with the shame. The shame is not you. Anything you can witness is not you. So if you can just view the shame for what it is, and just let it be there and sit with it. You know, one of my mentors would say, die with the feeling. Just sit with it and just let it consume you. What you will find is that emotion in itself will release on its own. You don't have to do anything. Once you understand that, you can handle any emotion that comes at you. Now, the last thing I want to mention to you is something pretty interesting. When I made my YouTube channel, when I was talking more about anxiety, when I realized that, listen, if I really want to help people on the anxiety recovery journey, I have to be very vulnerable with my story. If I'm serious about it, I need to talk about what I went through and I need to connect with people through video. And when I started making videos, I thought people were going to treat me differently. I thought people were going to act weird around me. They were like, oh my God, you know, don't tell Sean, you know, X, Y, and Z. He used to struggle with anxiety. You know, we don't want him to get anxious for any reason. Sharing this with somebody was too big. It was too vulnerable. You know, a lot of people get tattoos of things that are very meaningful. For me, this anxiety thing was so meaningful. It was like, I didn't even need a tattoo. I'm like, why? Like, I'm embodying what I'm doing already. Like, I don't need a tattoo to show anybody. Like, I know what I went through. You know, when I ended up talking about my anxiety, do you know how many people treated me differently? Nobody. Two responses would happen with my friends, with close people. Number one, people just don't care. And that's okay. They're like, all right, cool. He's doing his thing. He's helping other people. Good for him. When I'm around him, he acts fine. He's cool. Yeah, good for him. Or number two, people found that vulnerability of sharing my anxiety as a form of courage. When I was sharing my story, I wasn't sharing it from a place of needing validation, meaning I'm not needy about it. I'm not sharing my anxiety and be like, oh, I'm really struggling. Can somebody help me? I'm sharing my anxiety as a way to be like, look, I went through this. It was difficult. Here's what really helped me. And I think it'll help you too. Then people didn't look at it as anything to be shameful around. People didn't treat me any differently. They said, oh, wow, like that takes a lot of courage. That takes a lot of vulnerability. So the point is that you don't need to have shame around your anxiety. This is you right now. It's not you forever. But that being said, it's not other people's responsibility to make you feel better. And if you have shame around your anxiety and you're constantly talking about your anxiety to other people in hopes that them listening or giving you an empathetic ear or something like that will make you feel better, that's a form of neediness, and you're basically using them at that point, right? You're using them to feel better. Now, people that love you, they'll let you do that because, you know, they want to be supportive. But at a certain point, they're going to draw the line somewhere, and they're going to feel that they're being used because, you know, you're not able to handle certain emotions, and you're using them as a safety person or a person to help placate your feelings. You're going through this because you didn't know what was happening. You know, now that you have the resources of what's happening from this channel and, you know, like videos like these, and then hopefully a mentor in the future that's guiding you on the recovery journey, once this problem is solved, the old version of you will come back. The feelings of guilt, the feelings of sadness, the feelings of resentment, these things will disappear on their own as you come back and living life fully. And the best part is, moving forward, you'll know how to handle emotions. The only way you can recover is by knowing how to handle the symptoms and the emotions. You going through this journey, you will see for yourself now, you know how to respond to your symptoms. You know how to respond to panic attacks. You know how to respond to intrusive thoughts. You know how to respond to these mysterious physical symptoms. You know how to respond to the depersonalization, derealization. Yet you also know how to respond to these emotions. And so moving forward, when you're living life and you're going to be experiencing other emotions as you're living, it's not going to be as intense as it is right now for you because you're sensitized. Your emotions are going to be a lot more intense. Over time, you'll know how to respond to these emotions too. You're going to have such an unfair advantage in life. It's going to be awesome. And it's all going to be because you went through this experience. The same experience that you had so much shame around is going to be your staff of wisdom. So I hope this gave you some perspective. If you want to know more about how to overcome your symptoms and the steps to recovery, the 5 steps to recovery, I'll go ahead and post a video right here. See you guys in the next one.